Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with your news briefing. We're waiting to learn how the PM's meeting with the French president goes. Anthony Albanese is expected to chat with Emmanuel Macron on a free trade agreement with the EU during the pair's meeting in Paris. However, the big one will be that billion-dollar French sub-deal that was torpedoed by the Morrison government. Both New South Wales and Queensland's bracing for wild weather. There's a flood watch in place for a stretch spanning the Hunter down to the New South Wales south coast from tomorrow. Some areas are expecting as much as 500 mil of rain over 5 days, while steady downpours are expected across Queensland over the coming 2 days. Victoria will follow in the footsteps of New South Wales, setting up a special task force to tackle an increase in gangland violence as underworld figures are told to lay low. It's today announced the Viper Task Force, made up of 80 officers, will tackle Melbourne's organised crime threat, the latest an attempted hit on a former bikie at the weekend. Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says it will not negatively impact regular police services.
I can absolutely guarantee we will see no loss of service delivery as a result of the establishment of this task force. In fact, quite the contrary. What we will see is enhancements to that, because we will be disrupting, we'll be arresting criminals before they're committing crimes.
And it's been hailed as a game changer for Aussie women who from today will be able to do a pap smear at home. The do-it-yourself kits, which test for cervical cancer, can be picked up from GPs and health clinics. Women aged 25 to 74 are encouraged to do one every 5 years.
Listener.